Chapter 6. Cold and Dusty. The next morning, my grandpa, Frank Miller, came to babysit. I love that babysitter very much, 'cause he doesn't even follow the rules. That's why. Grandpa Miller let me fix my own breakfast. I fixed 2 waffles and 3 marshmallows and a bowl of cheese curls. And guess what else? My grandpa let me pour my own grape juice, and I didn't spill 1 single drop. See, Grandpa? See how careful I am? I said, I am not a sloppy baby, right? Grandpa Miller was feeding Ollie, right? He said. My eyes looked up at the refrigerator. I hopped down from my chair and all righty, Frank. I guess I'll be getting out of your hair now, I said. If you will just hand me that box from the top of the refrigerator, I will be on my way. Just then, baby Ollie started to cry. Grandpa Miller patted him. I tapped my foot. Yeah, Ollie, I'm waiting. Grandpa, I said. Finally, Grandpa Miller stood up and got my box. He started to look inside. Only all of a sudden, Ollie did a loud squall. And he put his whole bowl of cereal right on his head. Oh my goodness, hollered my grandpa. Then Grandpa Miller showed the box right at me, and he hurried to clean Ollie's head. I zoomed to my room, then I locked my door and I weighed my box all around. I got it, guys. I got it. I said, hooray! said Phil. Johnny Bob. Hooray, hooray, said Raggedy Rook and Raggedy Larry. After that, I set those guys on my bookshelf, and I put on my graduation gown. See me, friends? I said, see how cute I look? I am a graduation girl. See? Wow-wee! Wow, wow! They hollered. After that, I danced and skipped and hopped and twirled. Cause that they wouldn't stop cheering. That's why finally I flopped on my bed. Okay, that's enough, people, I said. I am pooped and thirsty. Me too, said Raggedy Larry. I am pooped and thirsty, too. I wish we could get something to drink, said Raggedy Root. Just then, a brainstorm came right in my head. I sat up very straight. Hey, wait a second. I just learned how to pour grape juice without spilling a drop. I said, and so I can go get us some, maybe. Yes, said Phil, Johnny, Bob. Yes, yes, said Raggedy Rut and Raggedy Larry. I hurried to my door and listened in the hall. Grandpa Miller was giving Ollie a bath. Shh, I whispered to my friends, you wait here, I'll be right back. After that, I tippy-toed to the kitchen, speedy quick, and I poured us a cup of grape juice, and I tippy-toed right back again.